My name is Caroline Schamberger. I'm a second-year psychology major here at Shepherd University, and recently I went to Harvard University to present a poster at the Just Food Conference at the law school.
You're a psychology major, but you presented at a Just Food Conference. Explain how this came about.
My uncle pitched this idea to me my senior year of high school about implementing more protein into kids' diets, and from that, I kind of worked on it, and then it really started to move forward when he introduced me to a woman who works in this low-income school district, and we started collaborating, and I went through this entire database and found protein-dense snacks that would work to give to the kids, and we also found cheaper alternatives for them for cost efficiency. And this low-income school district, about 70% of the kids are below the poverty line. We are working with the first grade class. They're divided into three different reading groups, and we're giving the lowest reading group an extra protein snack to see if that helps with their literacy and also their overall health. The school also has a garden that they use in conjunction with Food Corps, and they have a Food Corps worker there as well, and the kids learn all about proper nutrition, how to grow in a garden, composting, some of the foods used in the school cafeteria. And so our whole project that we presented on at Harvard was a poster kind of highlighting all of this and how we're trying to create protein snacks and other components to overall enhance kids' health.
Now, this school you're talking about is not in West Virginia, is it?
No, it's the Nestucca Elementary School in Cloverdale, Oregon. It's about an hour and a half away from Portland on the coast. My uncle lives in Oregon, and so that's where the project's based out of. My primary job has been doing the research methods and kind of creating the overall experiment design for this protein project.
What kind of protein are we talking about?
We're just looking for snacks that are like non-GMO, they're organic, as much locally sourced as possible with, you know, kind of true protein that's going to last throughout the day, not like processed foods or anything. Just nutrient-dense protein snacks that will keep the kids filled, because a lot of these kids only get the meals that are provided in school. So if this extra snack helps, and it helps for proper childhood development.
Can you give an example or two of some snacks that they've had?
We try to also introduce the kids to different snacks. Like, we've done like seaweed, and we've made smoothies that incorporate, you know, seaweed, spinach, kale, chia seeds, things that kids might not know of. But we also, we look at, for say, Clif Bars, but we also try to find another alternative brand of Clif Bars. But we use similar snacks like that.
So some of them are already snacks that you can buy packaged?
Exactly. We do a lot of prepackaged snacks. Just, it's easier to do. But they also do like experiments in the class where they create smoothies, or they'll read a book associated with food and do a food project based on that.
What was it like to go to Harvard and make a presentation about this?
It was very surreal, you know, because we found out in the middle of February, Johanna submitted our idea, and she got this letter back, and it looked like a rejection letter, and then they said, you know, come up to Harvard March 25th and 26th, and it was such a great atmosphere, and it was so neat to just be around so many people who care about land and food use and just overall expanding and making sure that people are fed and people are fed proper nutrition.
And you see a definite application to what you're doing and what you saw up at Harvard to
Absolutely.
The state of West Virginia, and in what way?
Definitely. There's a lot of land and other things that could obviously be developed for agricultural use, and creating school gardens and community gardens to encourage people to eat more local and eat, you know, move away from processed foods that we're so conditioned to eat. A lot of West Virginia is very rural, and there's not very much access to fresh food except for at farmers' markets.
You're going to go out to Oregon in the summer and hopefully. Work on this, hopefully?
Yeah, definitely. See the project in action, see what we can do to make it better, because we're essentially still in the prototype phase. We want to try to find donors, sponsors, anyone who's interested in this to really help lift it off the ground, and hopefully if it does become successful in Oregon, maybe expanding it here where I live in West Virginia, because there's a lot of low income and poverty, because I think this would be a beneficial project to keep expanding.
Well, thanks for talking.
Oh, no problem.